Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Heaving one. Wants Neighbors. Malik Neighbors! Touchdown, Giants! He dropped it in the bucket!
From sides to totals to props, we've got you covered. It's BetMGM Network's You Better You Bet Countdown to Kickoff with your hosts, Nick Kostos and Sam Paniatovich. Presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry Week 3 NFL Sunday to you and yours. It is You Better You Bet's Countdown to Kickoff. Nick Kostos, Sam Paniatovich, and you here on the BetMGM Network, getting you set to bet and win Week number 3 in the National Football League. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary. Download the BetMGM app and visit BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, it moved. All the side and total movement your little heart could ever desire for all the games coming up today. Sammy P's got the board in front of him. We will detail everything that's happening as we approach kickoff in the 1 o'clock Eastern slate of games and beyond on this Sunday. Actives and inactives coming out later this hour. We're going to tell you who's in, who's out, and what it means for fantasy and for prop betting. Thy Royal Prop King with all thou royal prop plays next hour here on the show. The Underdog Moneyline Parlay next hour on the show. I built one beforehand. It's 20-1. Just saying. And our best bets will close the show 100 minutes from now. Sammy P is with me. Sammy, happy Week 3 NFL Sunday, my friend, to you and yours. How's it going?
Happy Sunday. I have a lot of money on Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. Here we are, baby.
How does that make you feel as we are Terrible. 2 hours away from kickoff? Terrible?
Not good. I hope he stays upright. I hope he doesn't leave the game with an injury because then we go to Dylan Gabriel. But I have found myself on Cleveland +8. Ugh.
And that's been a pretty hot side this week. I feel like a lot of people like the Browns. That would be the side I would bet if I had to bet the game. We'll get to the Browns and the Packers and everything else today coming up in a few moments. But Sammy, as always, let's start with a little college football. First take for everybody off of what we saw yesterday. This could be futures market. This could be Heisman market. Anything that interests you, Sammy, coming out of Week 4 of college football?
Just how bad Clemson is. I mean, good grief, man. As a 17.5-point favorite, you get rolled, and you can't stop anybody. And we were out yesterday watching the games, and a buddy of mine looks and says, wow, Clemson's only -11 in the second half. I'm like, they can't stop anybody. You're going to lay 11 in the second half after they just gave up almost 300 yards of offense to Syracuse? That's a problem. And have you seen the buyout figures for Dabo Sweeney? I don't know how they do it. I mean, we're talking tens of millions of dollars to buy this guy out. It's insanity. They're so bad and there's no fix.
And he's seems like Dabo's already greasing the skids for a potential ouster, saying this week, if Clemson's tired of winning, they can get rid of me. Well, they're not winning right now. Now, It does kind of profile, and we'll see what the line's going to be in a couple weeks. Clemson entering a bye this week. At Bill Belichick in North Carolina for their next game on Saturday, October 4th. Just last thing on Clemson, do you think they have like Florida State potential from last year? Like maybe not 2-10, but like a losing season for Clemson?
I think they're going to head to the Pop-Tarts Bowl. That's my best
you
prediction.
Love Pop-Tarts. You might like that.
I do love Pop-Tarts. But this was a team that we had heard was national title good, and Dabo was finally hitting the portal, and everything was going to be fine. Here are the buyout numbers. I just pulled them up. If you want to buy them out at the end of this season, it's $1 million. If you want to wait till next year, it's $7 million. And then if you wait till the end of the 2027 season, it's $40.8 million. Good luck with that.
He's probably dying. I'd be dying to get fired if I were him. Anything Heisman Trophy, Sam, or national championship interesting in college football before we get to the NFL?
John Mateer, Joe O's guy. You know, I have Beck. You have some Beck. He's got Mateer. Mateer was very good at the end of the game. He gets him into the end zone. Oklahoma wins that game. Jackson Arnold probably not going to win the Heisman, Nick. What do you
think? My God. Well, I mean, if I had a vote, I wouldn't vote for him. If you bet Auburn yesterday in the game, you literally have the game covered at least, and Arnold takes three straight sacks at the end of the game, including on 4th and 29 in the end zone for a safety. Just, you know, if you laid Auburn -6.5, this has been an insane season already in college and NFL with some of these beats and some of these big games. That, Sam, that has to be at the top of the list. If you bet Auburn +6.5, down 5 in the closing moments, 3 sacks to end the game, including a safety on 4th and 29 to lose by 7, I mean, that's, you're hoping for some karmic good luck today, Sam, if you're on the side of Auburn in yesterday's game +6.5.
Tough one. 10 sacks, too. Arnold got sacked 10 times. Is that good? Is that good when your quarterback gets sacked 10 times? But a tough beat. I mean, they're in it the entire way, Auburn. The entire way. And then heartbreak at the end. It's brutal.
I want to give a shout-out to You Better You Bet co-host Femi Abebefe, who texted our group chain for the show about 355 times yesterday, talking about his Dante Moore bet for Heisman Trophy with Oregon. A huge game for Dante Moore coming up next week. Oregon at Happy Valley in Penn State. That'll be one of the best games of this college football regular season. And I want to bet Oregon in the game. And what could possibly go wrong? We'll talk about it this week on You Better You Bet. Sam and Joe will talk about it throughout the week on Bet Sweats. All right, let's get to it. All the side and total movement for week 3 in the National Football League. All the latest injury updates and information. In this edition, Max and Grant of It Moved.
I think it moved. I think it moved. I think it moved.
It moved.
Different week 3 NFL Sunday. By the way, next Sunday is our first Sunday with international games. The Vikings and the Steelers in Dublin. So we'll have games going on while we're on the air next week, and we always love that here on You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff. All right, buddy. Let's begin our week 3 line move sojourn in the Music City. What can you tell us, Sammy P, about Cam Ward and the 0-2 Tennessee Titans hosting red-hot Daniel Jones and the 2-0 Indianapolis Colts?
Curious how you feel about Daniel Jones. We'll get to that in a second. This number in the summer, they put lines up for every game in the summer in Vegas. Indianapolis -1.5. Well, now the Colts are good. And now the Colts have a quarterback? Question mark? Number's 5.5 at BetMGM, Nick. 5.5. We were at 3.5 early in the week. Got to 4, 4.5, 5. Now it's 5.5. How do you lay 5.5 with the Colts on the road?
Well, I'd like to ask a different question. How do you not take 5.5 with the Tennessee Titans as a home dog in this game against Indianapolis? Because I did.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I understand it, man. Fundamentally speaking, these are the teams, these 0-2 teams, they fight with everything in this third week. Look what the Dolphins did on Thursday night. A lot of people were calling blowout. They have no chance to hang around, and they did. Now, Indianapolis is a very trendy team. Nobody thought they were good coming into the season, and now everybody is buying into the hype. Again, this number was 1.5 in the summer, and now we're 5, 5.5. I like the Colts. I think they're going to win this division, not laying this number on the road.
Will you take Tennessee, or you think you'll just be on the sidelines?
I could get there for sure. I could.
Oh, yeah. Let's go, buddy. Let's do it. And you asked me how I feel about this. I said this on my WFAN show this morning in the New York tri-state area. It's like, to all the Giants fans out there, and Sammy, you're not a Giants fan, but you watch football. Like, were our eyes lying to us? Like, were we deceived for years by Daniel Jones? Like, were we all just wrong and he's actually awesome? I feel pretty strongly the answer to that question is no. I bet Tennessee, and I feel pretty good about it, and we'll see what happens, Sammy, when the game kicks off. Well, you teased this, start the show, that you have, quote, your words, not mine, a lot of money on Joe Flacco and the Cleveland Browns. And I responded by saying, this is a pretty hot pick amongst people that I respect, people we had on You Better You Bet this week, people I've talked to off-air that I respect. Sammy, what's happening in this Packers-Browns betting market? Because I think people will be surprised by the side movement.
These sides have not been great so far, by the way. These sharp sides, these wise guy sides, like the Giants in week number one. Oh, great pick, dead in the second quarter. Wise guy sides have not been getting home because underdogs have just been not great. That said, we have seen movement on Cleveland all week. This number opened 9 in Vegas. Green Bay -9 on the road, which felt high always. Now we're down 7.5. I see some 7s in Vegas. BetMGM 7.5. The total, very low. This is Browns ball, Nick. 41.5. That's the total.
You know, I think it's so interesting with the Browns and why people like them this week, and Sam likes them, and I really respect Sam. And it doesn't mean that all the bets have to win, but you respect the process, like going into the game, and respect the people that are clicking the button and putting their money down on these bets. You know, Sam, I said it all week this week on You Better You Bet, and it doesn't mean the Browns will cover, but, you know, last week's game for Cleveland against Baltimore, the final score shows 41-17. That is a very unflattering final score for the Browns, who were, like, very much in that game against the Ravens, and I didn't bet the game last week, so this is no sour grapes on my part. I don't care. Just calling it like I see it. Like, look at the box score of the game. The Browns played way better than the final score indicates, and in week one, the Browns lost to Cincinnati 17-16. Gifted Cincy 2 interceptions with balls bouncing off Browns receivers. The rookie kicker missed a 36-yard field goal and an extra point. Like, I'm not saying the Browns should be 2-0. They probably should be 1-1, and who knows what the line is in this game, Sam, if that's the case. I've been contemplating wanting to click the button on the Cleveland Browns. I haven't gotten there, but I could certainly understand why Sam and others, again, like, go back and listen to You Better You Bet this week. A lot of people we respect all making the case for the Browns to keep this game closer than expected. The number's still 7.5 at BetMGM. I'm fascinated to get your take on this one, Sam. And we did it a little bit on the show on Monday when you joined us every Monday on You Better You Bet, because we knew that this was going to be a backup quarterback bowl on Monday. And that is the Vikings and the Bengals in Cincinnati. Carson Wentz starting in place of the injured J.J. McCarthy. Tracy Wolfson of CBS reported earlier today, McCarthy will be out until week 7, so he'll miss 4 games. The Vikings have back-to-back games after this week in Europe and then a bye week. Jake Browning starts for Joe Burrow. Sammy, side and total, please. Vikings-Bengals.
I believe it was Stuckey who said on X, this game is a mess because you have 2 backup quarterbacks, injuries all over the field. The Vikings are so banged up right now on the offensive line and on defense. And then you hear a report that Cincy might be down both cornerbacks. So what do you do? Well, you don't have to bet it if you don't want to. The initial number we saw with McCarthy in, expected in at least, 3.5. Then he gets ruled out. The line goes to 2.5. Then the support came for Carson Wentz, my guy. My guy, Carson Wentz, 2.5 to 3. We've been sitting 3 most of the week at the end of the week, and the total 42. The look-ahead total, 47.5. So a 5-point dip with 2 backup quarterbacks.
Yeah, and Cam Taylor, Britt, will almost certainly be out for Cincinnati today, to Sam's point, one of their starting corners. We'll see about the others when the injury report comes out, the final one, in about 20 minutes. I do have a bet on this game. We'll save it for the end of the show. I think this one's so interesting, Sam. I think... both games that both these teams have played already this year, also interesting. And that is the 1-1 Steelers at the 1-1 New England Patriots. What's happening here, side and total, and do you have an opinion on the game?
Steelers hanging tight. Very, very small road favorite. The line really hasn't moved that much, at least on the side of things. The total, though, Nick, we are in a weird space because sharps are finally betting Steelers overs. That's because their defense has been very bad. They've been carved up by Justin Fields and Sam Darnold. The big mover here is the total. Open 40.5. How about 44.5 at BetMGM right now? 4 points up on the total.
Are you surprised? And I said it this morning, and I can be wrong, just from talking to people this week, and you talk to a ton of people, Sam. Are you surprised that this hasn't flipped to the Patriots being the favorite? It feels like a lot of influential people all think that the Patriots are the better team in this game, at least in this setup against Pittsburgh.
I think there's just a lack of appetite for most people to get there with the quarterback, Drake May. I think that's what it is, honestly. You do have this steady support for Aaron Rodgers to keep them as the favorite, but it's good two-way action. There's not really anything crazy on the side in this game. Let me just say this. As somebody who was down on the Pats coming into the season, that was an impressive win in week 2. Impressive. The way they came back, the way they were resilient in that fourth quarter, trailing on the road. A lot of teams would have folded. They did not. McDaniels is doing some things with May. He looked really good in week number 2. I thought he was okay in week 1. But when Rodgers is a small road favorite, Nick, this has been happening for 15 years. People love to lay the points with Aaron Rodgers.
If I gave you some cash and said you had to bet the winner of the game, who wins the game, who would you take? Just out of curiosity.
My priors would say Pittsburgh. They would.
Does that answer the question or no?
No, it doesn't. Give me Pittsburgh.
I was going to say, I've been spending, Sam, the last couple days, I'm dying to bet the Steelers. I am not going to. I'll be on the sidelines for this game, but I would really, really like, maybe I'll come in live at some point. I would like to bet the Steelers. I don't think I'm going to get there. All right, first break of the show. On the other side, we will get to the Jets and the Buccaneers in the Todd Bowl in Tampa. The Jaden Daniels-less Washington Commanders hosting the Las Vegas Raiders, the Falcons at the Carolina Panthers, and more, including the divisional round rematch in the City of Brotherly Love, the Eagles and the Rams in Philly. It's all coming up next. You Better You Bet's countdown to kickoff with Nikki Kay and Sammy P.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.